ओम शांति। सो अबाउट माई सेल्फ आई वुड लाइक टू शेयर वन ऑफ माई नेचुरल थिंग विद मी दैट आई डोंट प्रिपेयर फॉर एनी क्लास। सो आई जस्ट केम एंड सिट इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू एंड आई इन्वोक बाप दादा एंड देन ही डज एवरीथिंग। So the first thought which came up in my mind, what I did in my life, what I do in my life, a very good thought which inspires me always and keeps me free from waste things, from any politics of this world. You know, Brahmin politics is also becoming very well known. But I am safe, I am free from that, and that one thought is, my aim of this life is only to achieve all spiritual powers, nothing else. No name, fame, I don't want to become in charge of anything, nothing. Just my aim is to achieve maximum, the most spiritual powers in this life, because then only we can use it throughout this cycle. All other achievements of this world are momentary achievements, which will end itself, here itself, will not continue. So, it's a beautiful thought in my mind. So whatever is necessary for my spiritual upliftment, I do that. And I would suggest to you the same things. First and most important thing for our spiritual life is solitude. Solitude doesn't mean that we can sit in a room alone. That is not called solitude. I would define what solitude is. Suppose you go on the bank of a river where you see water is flowing. Greenery is there. No one is there. Greenery, water, open sky, not any roof, and you are alone there. It is solitude. To go there, you can churn about self-respect first of all. Self-respect will become the seed of elevated thoughts. Then automatically, very good thinking will start in your mind. Because water and greenery, nature, will influence our brain, mind, intellect. If you are in a small room and you are alone, you may do very good yoga, but not very good churning. And churning. Churning means elevated thinking. Thoughts of churning. Churning is such a word where we create many thoughts about one subject. But I am talking about elevated thinking, where number of thoughts is not many, not 100 thoughts, not 50. There may be only 5-10 thoughts, but they will make you like silent. Those thoughts will take you into very subtle and deep intoxication, and then you must talk to your own self. This is solitude. It's most important because it energizes our brain, our mind, our intellect. It gives lot of energy. So those who want to progress fast must spare at least half an hour for such enjoyment of solitude. Do you like it? Best thing. But suppose you cannot go somewhere near river or near a sea, then you can choose your terrace. Open sky is very important. Not under roof. Open sky. Or you can choose any garden near you. Greenery is also very important. About silence. I was remembering one version of Gita, which is very meaningful, very significant. You will understand the significance of that line in Gita. Before that, I would like to remind you one very beautiful line from Baba's Murali. Baba mentioned, those children who remember me 8 hours a day are my most cooperative children, because they spread the vibrations of peace, purity and might in this world. So in Gita, there is one slok, you can call one mantra. The meaning of that slok is, verses, that O Arjuna, a yogi whose mind is silent, zero thought, they call it zero thought. We know zero thought is never in our mind. One thought is always, if we are in seed stage, there is one thought in our mind. But they say, a yogi whose mind have become free from all thoughts, zero thought, that yogi is very benevolent, very useful, benevolent for this entire world. When I read it, I wanted to know what scholars had mentioned about it. How had they explained to this verses of Gita? So I had at least 10 comments on Gita, written by 10 big scholars like Mahatma Gandhi, Rabindranath Tagore, famous scholars of India, or Tilak. Tilak was a politician but very great scholar of Sanskrit and Gita. He wrote one Gita, Swami Vivekananda, like this. But I found no one had explained it. They just wrote its meaning, translation, and gave the name of some ancient saints of India, that they were great saint, their mind was free from thoughts, so they became very useful for entire humanity, very benevolent. But I came to know on the basis of Baba's Avyakt Vodlis, when our mind is silent, you can call it zero thought, or when our mind is stable in one thought, then what happens? Maximum energy is spread out from the soul. Maximum. It goes till the last corner of this world. Therefore, yogi are very cooperative of God. It's service through mind, service through vibrations, service through yoga. So, important aim of our life must be to keep our mind silent. Not that when we sit in yoga, but in our normal life, in day-to-day life, if we learn the art how to keep our mind silent, it will be a great achievement for us. Then, automatically, all the time, from us, from each part of our body, pure, powerful vibrations will go to the world. They will change the atmosphere of the world. They will bring a wonderful change inside nature. And we must know, purity is the real power of nature, inner power of nature. Nature gets changed with the power of purity. So, I remember, you can also remember some murlis of Baba, last season's murli, put three bindu, and enhance your treasures. Baba has opened a bank, a spiritual bank. Do you remember this word of last season? Put three bindu, three dots. One is soul, second Baba, third is drama. But these things are not gross. It's not the point of pin that we can put a dot, this is point, and get treasures. It means, with the knowledge of soul, with the help of Baba, with the help of the knowledge of drama, we must keep our minds silent. So we have to use these all three things. Soul is nirakar. Do you know this Hindi word? Nirakar, incorporeal. When we become incorporeal, all thoughts are stopped automatically. So we can keep at least 8 points for becoming bodiless in whole day, at least 8. In different actions, different thoughts of being bodiless, and make your mind silent. Just as I give you one thought, in a second we can think, my body disappeared. And incorporeal soul is left behind. I am this incorporeal soul. We can remember the last day of this world. See, when entire world is destroyed, only incorporeal soul is left behind. So in a second, create this thought, my all elements of body mixed up with the elements of nature, body disappeared, and I am nirakar soul, a shining star. It will make our mind silent. Not only peaceful, silent. All thoughts will finish. But important thing, we need to practice it many times a day. In our total practice of yoga, we can remember one thing. Take one example. A person sits in yoga for 1 hour, 60 minutes. And when another person sits in yoga for 10 minutes, but 6 times. Same 1 hour, but this 10 minutes will give you many different experiences. It will be very useful for everything in life. So, number of practice, many times to practice, is more important rather than sitting at a place for 1 hour, 2 hours. So, we can practice bodilessness at different times, just as when we open our eyes in the morning. Remember that I have entered this body. I have incarnated in this body like Baba. When you go for showers in bathroom, this body is my temple. am the goddess sitting here. Sometime when you finish your day routine, go to your bed, remember, I have to go to soul world, I have to rest there. There is peace, absolutely peace. Let me go in my peaceful home. I will enjoy peace there. So you can choose some points like this. Second thing, Baba, Bindu. Very good point. Nowadays, in our group, we all are doing one practice. I hope you would like it very much. When this song of 1 minute is played, you listen. So immediately we practice. Bab Dada came down and he put his thousands arms over our head. So we are under a canopy of God's thousands arms. We enjoy it for a minute, at least 10 times every day. It keeps our mind silent. You will enjoy this practice very much. Any time you can remember, either Bab Dada came down or I went to him in subtle world and he just put his thousands arms over my head. Second thing about Baba, Baba Bindu, Baba is mine, my Baba. He belongs to me. He is mine. Just bring this thought into your deep intoxication. I am not alone. God Almighty belongs to me. He is mine. So He takes care of everything. And one very good thought, which we had started from this only of 20th of October, just every day, we had to remember one thing. It was our first thought. It is our first thought that Baba loves me very much. Just first thought in the morning. When we are opening our eyes, not fully opened, I did these experiences, I enjoyed it, that, oh, Baba loves me very much. Not so that he loves to daddies, he loves to seniors, not to me. He loves me very much. You can notice from his murli, when he comes down in Shantivan, how much love he has for all of his children. We noticed, many of you, I think, had been there on 20th. Baba called those two sisters, Guljar Dadi is Brahmani and Dadi Janki, and how much love he was giving to them. It was a wonderful thing for us. Let's see what God is. We can understand this way, what God is actually. To whom does He give His real love? Not to those who are Maharathis, not to those who are big, big speakers, not to those who are in charge of many, many things, but to those who are the true servers. They serve Dadis with their true heart, without any excuse, ready all the time, day and night. Therefore, Bholanath was happy to them. So God loves me very much. So make Him your companion or combine to Him. Don't feel that you are alone. He is always with me. He is always cooperative with me, cooperating with me. Have these good feelings. Then you will remain safe from many waste thoughts. You know, many waste thoughts in everyone's mind are because of fear. Many kinds of fear. because of lack of self-confidence. But if we practice, Baba belongs to me, Almighty is always giving His cooperation to me, only He needs. What does He need? We must go to Him. It was a message given by Baba. Baba does wait for you in subtle world. When my children will come to me, but you go to them who have two arms. You don't come to me who has thousands of arms. Baba does wait in subtle world. Means He is always eager to help to us. We must realize this. So we must go to Him. You can make Him your friend, go to Him. Thus you can keep your mind silent. Too many problems, too many tensions, you should surrender to your Supreme Friend. This is what I do in my life. Now I came here, Sister Sarona gave me invitation, and there are about 15,000 in Shantivan, and I know many would be searching for me for personal talk, and work is also there. But I asked to my Supreme, now I am going to Madhuban, and now you are responsible for everything. Look after everything. No one must complain. Otherwise it will be complaint of God, not my complaint. So make Him friend. Be carefree like this. Drama. Although I would remind you about one dharana point, I will not talk about that. Easy nature. Make yourself very light. Very light. Big thing is to become light. Lightness will make your nature easy. Light. Oh, Baba is responsible. Many people have got one nature. They are always heavy, always irritated, always think of what will happen, this will happen, that will happen, always irritated. Nothing will happen. Baba is responsible. Why to worry about everything? Make yourself very light. This I, it is creating so many problems in the world. Drama. The knowledge of drama is a wonderful knowledge. I give you this homework. You can conduct a workshop, Sister Sarona, and find out at least 10 points how we must use drama, knowledge of drama, in our day-to-day life. At least 10 points. I would remind you one which is very important. It is called in Hindi, that Hindi word is very beautiful, Sakshi Drashta, detached observer. We must practice at least once a day, Sakshi, detached observer. There are 4 points in this one practice. Just every day you can remind these 4 points to yourself. This world is a beautiful game. We are players, actors. So we have to enjoy this game. This world game is meant for enjoyment. Second thought, you know, every actor is playing one's own part. Everyone has got one's own fortune. Don't get worried about anyone's fortune, about anyone's future. Third thing is very deep. Everyone must work on this. Whatever is going on in this world is absolutely true, real, accurate. True. This word true is the proper word for this. Whatever is going on in this world, about me, around me, about you, about yag, in the yag. Whatever is going on is absolutely true. Because whatever is happening to me, my past karmas are responsible for that. So I must accept that happily. Happily accept that. I used to keep this thought in my mind right from the beginning. But when I was committing sins in my life, in past lives, I was doing sins happily. And when I have to settle them, I must settle them happily. Fourth line about this drama, it's also wonderful. Because we know every soul has been given a fixed part. No one can be blamed. Why this man is doing this? Why that man did this? No. Everyone is playing one's fixed part. Just as when we see a drama or a film, suppose a person is getting angry, we don't think why he is getting angry. We know it's his role. No blame to any soul. All are blameless. No blame can be laid to anyone. These four things will keep your mind silent. This way, we can practice silence, we can make our whole life silent. Whole life, when we are in responsibility, when we are in our local job, when we are in some problems, when we have to face negative things of others, when people make negative comments about others, when they speak insulting words to us, when so many things in behavior, negative things, we have to face, we can keep our mind silent. But it needs lot of practice of knowledge. So it is silence power. Although silence power is the power of yoga, but why Baba used the word silence power? Just one thing. Suppose a person does 4 hours yoga a day, but in rest of the time he wastes many things. Waste talk, waste thoughts, not good actions, not good behavior. So his entire power, which he may collected in 4 hours, will finish by the night. But if we keep our mind into silence, then entire power will remain with us. It will not finish. Therefore, silence power, this word is used. Now we will start question answer. Before that I would like to share one very beautiful thing to you and we had in our group. We have 3 groups here, one in Gyan Sarovar, one in Madhuban, one in Shantivan. So for last six months, we had one good project for all yogis and the name of that project was No Effect. Perfect means no effect, beyond effect. So we have to practice that anything should not affect our brain. So we practiced different things for many months and it was a good thing. Because during destruction, many negative things will leave very, very bad impact on our brain. Sister Jayanti was sharing her experience, was giving a class in Gyan Sarovar, and she mentioned 25% of Britain, 25% people of Britain have become psychiatric patients. And we know these were the words in Sakar Murli, Sakar Brahma Baba, through Brahma Baba. Shiva Baba had mentioned one thing. When destruction will start once, this entire world will change into mental hospital. We can see it. Effect on brain. Cases of depression, frustration, hypertension are increasing day by day. So we must prepare ourselves. No effect. Everything must go back. Which must create such a powerful aura around us. Powerful aura. I am Master Almighty. It will create powerful aura around us. And if anything comes to us, it will come up to here. We'll go back. Will not enter our mind. We must make our mind so open, so easy, so powerful. Easiness, openness, broadness of mind, and powerful. So it will keep us safe. Otherwise, everything will affect us. If we make our mind very sensitive, then everything will enter our brain and will disturb us. Okay, sister, come here. Chairs?
Seven.
So it will take 7 minutes only. Then you can ask more questions. I can give answer in 1 minute, I can give answer in 15 minutes also.
I was hoping you would say
okay,
that.
Okay, okay.
I can answer 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay. Middle path. This is such a topic that it creates confusion in many minds. You know that confusion. Brahmins ask question to Baba and they get confused whether it was answer given by Baba or my own answer. So whatever Baba has mentioned so far about this is, if your intellect is clean, then automatically Baba's vibrations will enter your brain. But if your mind is not clean, then many things may mix with that. So what I suggest, what is the real way to achieve the true answer from Baba is, we can keep our question in front of Baba and don't think that immediately Baba must answer me. Leave it to Baba. Automatically, perfect answer will enter your brain. Because Baba has given us perfect knowledge. He has divinized our brain, our intellect. If our intellect is divine, then divine answer we can catch. If our intellect is not divine, we can't catch. It is actually the way to whom psychologists say intuitions. And you know what intuitions are? Everything has been recorded inside the subconscious mind. Everything. When we sit in silence, with a specific thought to whom we want to know, that kind of knowledge will emerge from inside. It will not come from there. It will come from inside. It is called intuition. This was the method how scriptures were written. It was not so that angels spoke from there or they did something. When saints and these holy people sit down in their own meditation, their mind became peaceful, then their inner knowledge emerged in the form of intuitions. And they believed it came from up. So same thing. Baba has given us complete knowledge. We need not to ask about Baba. He has given the solution of all problems of life. Already He has given answer of all questions of the world. But if our brain is clean, intellect is clean, so our answers will be the answer of Baba. In last season's Murli, there was one beautiful line in Baba's Murli. Your Srimat, Baba's Srimat must become your Srimat. Hence your mind must work according to Srimat of Baba. Then whatever Baba wants to give you, it will come automatically in your mind. So these are two methods. Either you put a question in front of Baba, don't wait for the answer. Let it come automatically in proper time. Or just you yourself can churn about that. Otherwise, it has created many problems in many centers. There was one Srimat of Baba, and one brother or sister was saying, Not today, Amrit Vela, Baba has told me to do this. Don't do this, do this. So it creates not only confusion, but disturbances in Brahmin's life. So don't think that you have to ask everything from Baba and try to catch it. Don't try. You can keep your question to Him and just wait for the time. Leave it to Baba. Automatically it will come in your mind.
Because it can create so much confusion, what would be the signs that my mind is not clean enough, I'm not following the real procedures, and that there's mixture?
Actually, one can check subtle ego of my mind, ego of the self, one thing. If there are many negative thoughts in our mind, we must know our mind will not working properly, or we cannot catch Baba's answer. So, egolessness, free from waste thoughts, these two things will enable us to catch everything. Ego is important. But in this world, there can be only 5% persons, even among Brahmin family, only 5% persons, those who are aware about their ego. Only 5%. 95% are believing, they are egoless. Very subtle thing.
What can I do to become part of that 5%?
Self-respect. Self-respect is such a practice we makes us egoless, which gives us power to realize our ego. I am a great soul. Take one thought. If you go into the deep feeling of this greatness, I am a great soul. Automatically, subtle, very subtle ego, you will understand. Next.
Now, Baba, especially when Dadi Prakashmani left the body, Baba spoke often about how he emerged her in the subtle region. And we have seen how even after she's taken the new...
Even now, today, can emerge her in such a world.
And he says how he merges other people too. So, what's going on there?
Do they leave their body? This is the question.
Well, what's going on?
Now we are sitting here. He can emerge this whole class there. It doesn't mean that we will leave our body and we'll go there. It is called projection. So when he called Dadi or Mama or some other advanced party souls, it doesn't mean that they literally come there. They leave their body and they reach there. They are there in their body and Baba just emerges their projection there. And what they speak, they don't speak. Remote control is in the hand of Baba. You can say Baba is speaking through them.
Projection. Can you say a few more words about that?
Just say, suppose you are sitting here and you just close your eyes and feel that you are sitting in Baba's room. It's very near here. You are sitting in Baba's room or you are sitting in your own center's Baba's room. So what will happen? Your projection means your subtle body will reach there. So actual you are there, not here at that time, but you are here also. But your complete consciousness will work there. It is called projection.
Mentally you're there.
Mentally. So where you are mentally, you create your subtle body there. So Baba can create thousands of subtle body of a person immediately. He, for himself, he can create his thousands of forms immediately in a second. Suppose 100 transmense messenger sisters go to him to offer bhog. They can see him in at different places, different scene, different messages. It's power of perfection. But we can create some forms according to our own power. Suppose you create one vision. Bab Dada has come in Shantivan. He is sitting on the stage. I reached in front of Baba. Baba asked me, sit down here. He started to give me drashti and he is talking to me for 10 minutes. So you are there, Baba is there, and you will enjoy that talk very much. It is called projection. No.
Definitely not.
We have seen many times. I was working here in kitchen. Baba, you immersed me there. Talk to me. Sisters, trans messenger brought that message. I was not aware about that. So it is not sure that we must be aware of that. It's Baba's magic. He does it.
Magic.
Yes.
That's it.
He does it. But we can also do if our yoga is so powerful. And it will take place during destruction. People would also see us in different forms at different places. It works like this. Third question now. Okay, you want to ask?
they're all kind of questions going in that direction.
Yes.
That's okay with you. Because the theme was marvels and mysteries.
Okay.
Now, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar, knowledge tells us, are religious symbols of the acts of God. And yet, it seems, when we're studying Murli, sometimes Baba's really...
Tilwalt. So, he creates Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar. They did not exist. Brahma was here.
Uh-huh.
He was not there. Vishnu, in golden age, is not in subtle world. Shankar actually is tapasvi, great yogi. So he creates these three forms. Therefore, he talks this way, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar.
Okay.
He creates them. No. These were the versions of beginning.
Yeah.
Now it is clear. Baba used to say in Sakar, perfect Brahma is there. This effort maker Brahma is here. In Sakar. Two Brahma. So we always ask, are here two Brahmas? Then there was no answer. But when Bhava became obvious, we came to know that was only the projection of perfect form.
And so Shankar is the projection of our tapas.
Tapas, shame. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's one mystery to spell.
Yes, yes. Fourth question.
Going to work.
It's a good question, and actually no one can understand everything, because everything will change. But about few things we can speak about. I have to remember, because after many years someone has asked me such questions. Otherwise, I used to discuss on such things many times in the beginning. Just one important thing will take place, that our earth, who is bent upon 23.5 degrees, it will become straight. So many countries will sink into ocean. Their existence will finish, like both America, African countries, Australia. This middle land will remain only. Russia, India, China, these Muslim countries, and the southern part of India will also go into sea. One thing. Second thing, all gold, diamonds, gems, these valuable stones, you know, they are imperishable. They never finish. So they are inside the earth. So earthquakes will bring them up in the land of Bharat. So land of Bharat will become full of this wealth. So it will be a positive aspect of earthquakes. It will become full. Then, in Bharat, you know, the father of Krishna must be a king, king of India. And now, here is democracy. No possibility about kingdom once again in anyone's mind in the world. But India's democracy will change again into that sovereignty. How it will take place? What Baba had mentioned briefly, I had heard through my ear, that democracy will fail. Then this power will go into the hand of military. Military will try its best to control everything, but will find himself unable to control, to establish peace on the earth. Then, important thing, one man will becoming very famous in Bharat. Many people will get his vision. Many people will see into dream to him. So I was talking about that one person. He will be coming up. Many people will see him in their dreams. That this is a great man in Bharat. Many will get vision of that one person, and these military commanders will hand over this empire of Bharat to that one man, and he will be the king of Bharat, last king, and the father of Krishna. And thus this empire will be shifted to deities. And we can know that one man is a soul of advanced party. Baba's child. From Brahman family, one soul has gone. That soul will become famous in India and as soon as that soul will sit on the throne, peace will be established. Nature will become peaceful. All these fighting, civil wars will end within short period. And physical construction of heaven will begin. Now I would say something about science. Baba had mentioned one important thing about science. Gradually and gradually, science will become perfect. All investigations will become perfect. So, perfect science will destroy imperfect human beings and will survive, will cooperate to perfect human beings, to deities. Now you can imagine about one thing. In earthquakes, all roads will be broken. All roads. So our car, our motor, our trucks will not work. Then according to human mentality, man will start to think, what should now we do? They will invent Pushpak Viman. So for Pushpak Viman, they don't need roads. And in India, you don't know, now they have started to build gold houses. Two beautiful temples of gold has been built up in last 5 years. I saw one beautiful temple of gold. Both I saw. One belonged to Hindu religion, second to Sikh religion. They are in this side, Maharashtra side. I went there, so I found the answer of one question. Many Brahmins used to ask me one question. If there are golden palaces and sun rays will touch to golden wall, they will reflect, so they will not be so comfortable to our eyes. We will do like this, shining. But I noticed there, everything was made of gold, but not such problem. Because they had prepared some water like rivers, water rivers, and atmosphere was so peaceful, so cool, we enjoyed it very much. We sat there for 1 hour, and we liked to keep sitting there. Temple of gold. Sikh of Australia sent 4 trucks of gold. 4 trucks. In each truck, 4 ton of gold was there. So 16 ton of gold was used in a temple. And recently, just now, they have celebrated their 3rd century of this Guru Gobind Singh. So inaugurated the temple. It is in Maharashtra. No, it's completely golden. I saw how they are preparing it. Walls are made of bricks, but outside and inside, they designed and they were sticking it. We saw it. So wonderful work. So already they are getting prepared to make golden palaces. So this way it will bring a change. Then you know many things we cannot understand now. We will see the problems. Just as you know now economic downfall in the world, America and in many countries, but it will not affect India. I know it. Already I know it from last 10 years. That economic downfall will come, but India will remain safe. There are many reasons behind it. So India is going now up, up, up. Yes. Okay, next.
I know it's not really a legal question, so you can refuse this, but connected. That wouldn't be Dadi Prakashmani, would it? The father?
No, not Dadi Prakashmani. Not Dadi Prakashmani. Because, you know, the father of Sri Krishna and Radha are not so great soul.
Oh, really?
like 8 jewels, like 8 jewels. No. Baba had mentioned it in Murli. So they are great, but they will be great just now for the end, not great for golden age. That man has gone from, he was a Brahmin, I know actually, but I cannot declare because there is no proof of that. But I know from many proofs also, but I will not speak in front of you. You can catch, I will touch to you, you can catch it. So, that soul has left body many years before, like 20 years before, now 20 years old boy, and that soul was actually very clever and specifically very strong. And specifically, his decision-making power was very great in Yajna. She was well known about it. So, this decision-making power will be used there. And now, it will be Baba's role together with that soul. So, left body now, he is a boy, young boy. And gradually, now India is also coming in the clutch of civil war. Here we can see feeling of hatred has been created among Hindu and Muslims, and it will be very dangerous for future. Although politicians are trying their best, but they found themselves unable to control these things. Because human emotions cannot be controlled by any power, physical power, politicians, or military power. Okay.
Where will we double foreigners be? Will we be in the Manmohini complex?
My answer is that all great souls of this world must remain at their place, because your presence there will protect, will help with many human beings of that place. Don't think to run away to Madhuban. You know, all cannot reach to Madhuban. And it is not in drama. Even 8 jewels, even 108 jewels will remain at different places in order to protect human beings, to cooperate with them, to give them the vibrations of happiness. So your presence in your country will be more important than in Madhuban. So be there, happy. Happily be there.
Very nice. Can you talk to us about the combined form, in the sense that one aspect is it that vibrationally I'm combined with Shiv Baba, or is it more like my connection with Bap Dada?
Both things are okay. Through vibrations, we are connected to him. It's also combined form. And just simply if you keep this awareness in your mind, that Baba is with me, this is also combined form. Or we can say when we are in yoga, we are combined to him.
That's essentially
vibrations. God's vibrations are working with us. It means we are combined to him.
Mm-hmm. And when Baba says he takes us back on his eyelids,
it's a language. You know, there is no eyelid of Shiv Baba. And all. So it's a language of love.
Okay.
Means I will take you with so love, keeping inside in my heart. You know, there is no heart in Shiv Baba. But it's a language of love. Means Baba will give you so much love. You are so dear to me. Therefore, he used such language. It's the beauty of Hindi language, but literal meaning of that word is not used. Is that okay? Last question is one or always, not two.
Okay.
One is before last.
Okay. I haven't said anything yet.
Okay.
Can you give us some tips on how to sit and listen to them early in the morning?
Yes.
So that there's this feeling of the bhavna and the feeling of enjoyment and newness.
What I have done in my life, and I have enjoyed actually that 1 hour very much, very much. Better than Amritvela, I can say openly. 1 hour of Murli. So first thought I kept in my mind, that God is talking to me. It's not God's lecture, but God is talking to me and reminding me few things. You can feel it. He speaks to us, O soul, you are my children, you have forgotten, I have come down to take you back. He talks and reminds the souls. It's not that he's giving knowledge only, but he's talking to us. Second thing, I had fixed in my mind that I will do this practice. First practice I was doing in early days of my Madhuban's life in 69, 70, 71. That I will keep my intellect fixed on Sivabha in soul world and will listen Murli here through years. So double work. Intellect fixed on Sivabha and mind in Murli. Like this. I had divided both things. Did them separate. Mind and intellect. Mind in Murli, intellect fixed on Baba. Then after some years, I did one another practice, because after some years, Baba started to speak about angels. In beginning, this word was not so popular, what angelic stage is. So I started to churn what angel is. Then I was doing this practice, I am an angel, and Baba's fountain is coming down to me. So I'm sitting under a fountain of Baba and listening to him. This was second practice. Then later on I combined all practices. I'm soul, sitting here listening to the Murli. Sometime I'm visualizing Shiva Baba listening to the Murli. And most of the time that Baba's fountain is coming down to me. So, I did so much concentration that many times I was able to listen Murli. If Murli continued for 60 minutes, I was able to do this 50 minutes. It was so nice. Because we are listening to God, so practice of yoga is easier because we are listening to him. So no chance for mind to run here and there. So to this time period of Murli, we can make a good opportunity to increase our concentration power. Because we are listening to him. So just, in beginning, if you want to concentrate your mind, for 10 minutes in the beginning, you can do one another thing. Write down maximum points from Murli for 10 minutes. Maximum points. And you will find mind is stable.
Earlier, but maybe...
Churning. Churning is also a very important factor of Brahmin's life. Because churning divinizes our brain, our intellect. And intellect will continue throughout the cycle. So if we divinize our brain through churning for entire cycle, we will get a beautiful brain, a beautiful intellect. Churning is very important. It makes us free from waste thoughts. It empowers us. It gives us self-confidence very much. Because on the basis of our thoughts, we achieve everything in our life. So I had adopted one method in the beginning. Because I cannot say that I was weak in churning, in Laukik education. I was very perfect. But in the beginning, I got full interest in yoga only, so I was concentrating fully in yoga only. So Baba asked me about churning, and he inspired me to churn. Then what I did, I took one topic and wrote down 20 points about that. Only points, 1, 2, 3, 5, 4, like this. I did this work for 100 days regularly. So I wrote on 100 topics in 100 days. So then I realized that this power of knowledge, power of churning is also a great treasure. We ignore it. We don't pay so much attention to it. And it helped me a lot in conquering obstacles in my life, power of knowledge. This was my method. For you, I can suggest some other yuktis too. One is, suppose you are very weak in churning. Your mind doesn't work. You can take one avyakt mulli. Just write down one paragraph from avyakt mulli. Just write down. It will, I can say, activate your churning, this quality of your brain. Everyone has got that quality of churning. You know, I give you one example. Suppose a person came to you, he spoke you very insulting words for 1 minute, only for 1 minute. You will churn them for whole day. So 1 minute's thoughts will activate your entire negative churning capability. So everyone has got churning capability. We have to use it. Take one thought. Second thing is, if we remember some points from Baba's murli, automatically mind will keep churning about them. Next thing, now little good practice you can do. You can do it every day or after 3 days. Read one avyakt murli. Read very carefully. Then close it. Then write down its essence in 10-12 lines. It will activate your churning capability of brain. This way you can get it. Okay?
I forgot, there's one question.
Okay, no problem.
What do you feel us double foreigners need to learn from the Madhubani Vasis?
Sanskar of dedication is the quality of Indian people actually. They have got the power of dedication. In other words, we use sacrifice, renunciation. Double foreigners need to learn, not from Madhubani Vasi, but from Indian people, power of renunciation, power of dedication.
Is that surrender?
Power of renunciation is not surrender. Dedication means whatever you want to do, do it with full determination. It is called dedication, not surrender. Dedication. With full, strong will, do that.
As
Om Shanti.
As opposed to stubbornness, right?
Yes,
not,
wouldn't
be stubbornness.
Yes. Om Shanti.
It's 12:30.
Okay, it's still 3 minutes. Okay, okay. Actually, Baba has answered this question out of 84, 42 male, 42 female, half and half. But sometime, suppose you are in female body, in next body you can also get the same female body. But after two bodies, you will have to change the costume. No, that golden age, this era finished there, cult finished there. That's the first word. These are the last word. Two, one.
Question was, how many births would you take in one gender? So, about half and half.
Half and half. Normally, one female, one male. One female, one male. But in some cases, two. Then it has to change. These are Baba's words because he knows everything. Okay, Om Shanti. Now, no, thanks to Baba. Give it thanks to Baba and enjoy Baba's fountain now. But first of all, you just feel, no red light man is here. Okay, in white light we can do.
Sure, you want to try the red light?
No, okay, in white light we can do. So just feel that we are in subtle world in front of Bap Dada and Baba put his thousands arms over my head. First enjoy this, then I am under his fountain of might. So a fountain of eight powers is coming down to me. First, his canopy of his thousands of arms in subtle world.